We're learning Rav Chalap on Parashat Achayimot Kedoshim. Our topic is Avodat Achayim VeAvodat HaMavet, our service in life, our service in death. And it breaks down to three topics. Number one, Hashifa Aliyah Tzicha Lavo B'Mida V'Zehu Yesod Chete Tzadat V'Shechut Shel Noach. As we strive to grow, we have to know the limitations. Growth is a positive thing, so long as you know how to keep it within a framework of healthy growth. And when a person breaches the framework, it is destructive. That's where Noah finds himself drunk. That's where Adam eats from the forbidden fruit. Even in growth, there are limitations. I've seen numerous times young men who try to grow and they work very hard and very dedicated, and then it's very destructive. We have to know to limit our growth. We strive to grow, we grow within the framework that works. Point number two, Avodatam shel Yisrael ba'olam hazeh, Avodat chayimi. Our duties, our task in this world is a task of life. We strive for life. And a cardinal theme in all of our mitzvot is the love of life that we have. We see purpose in what we're doing. We see developing life here as being the goal. And if you look around you, you will notice that there are many who do not work that way. It is solely in Judaism that we see the sanctity, the accomplishments of life. It is there that you get the sense, I want to live every day, I want to accomplish every day. Life has meaning, life is worthwhile. Over the centuries, the world has tried to learn from us. Not so successfully, but to some degree there have been advancements in the world. And finally, there will come a time where the two will fuse. The value of life and also the value of death. Today, we focus on the value of life. But there will come a time where the two will fuse, as we will see. So point number one. When a person tries to grow, he shouldn't go too high. Just like he shouldn't go too low. That's what Aaron was warned. Do not enter the Holy of Holies at any time. Don't try to go too high. Just like don't go too low. Just like the Torah says, don't bring your sacrifices outside the temple. The Torah also said, don't bring your sacrifices into the Holy of Holies whenever you please. Deep down inside exists a frustration. Man wants to connect to Hashem, and at his core, man wants an eternal connection, an end to all the doubts, an end to all the downfalls. I think they call it nirvana, right? A situation of sublime peace. Man wants to attain this status of connecting, flowing, being happy, being connected to Hashem, having purpose. But on some level, man realizes that on this earth, he's not going to get that. Living on earth involves ups and downs, involves frustrations. And so, at the root of the holiness of one's soul, the desire to connect to Hashem has an aspect of the preparation for death. there is within the human being the potential to say, in death I will connect to Hashem and I will attain eternal peace. However, we were put on this planet with the purpose of creation. Man has to create, and that is what life is about. When the Torah commands us, I've given you the Torah sheyaseh otam adam v'chay bahim, the Torah was giving us a map for life. The Torah was saying, don't die. You have a job to live. You have a job to produce. You have a job to accomplish. You have a job to deal with those moments that are difficult. Don't sit there wishing for a connection with Hashem that does not have downs. Life will have downs. Life will have ups. That is life. And your job is to live. So our mission in this world is to live. To live means I will not attain that peace right now. Life on this planet does not have that peace. Tzaddikim also want that peace. And what does Hashem say? No, you got to work. You came to this planet to work. To work means to evolve, to grow. What happened with the forbidden fruit? Hashem didn't say to man, just don't eat it. Hashem said to man, on the day you eat it, die, you shall die. Hashem was telling him, don't think that I don't want you to come so close to me lest you die and connect to me on this high, sublime level. I'm warning you that connecting to the forbidden fruit will bring two deaths in this world and the world to come. Don't think that by eating the forbidden fruit you will part from your body and just spiritually connect to me and attain that peace. Eating from that fruit will cause two deaths, one in this world and in the world to come. What does the serpent come and say to Eve? He says, Lo mot timutun. You won't die a double death if you eat it. You'll only die in this world. And you'll attain a connection to Hashem. V'yitem keloki. You'll eat from the fruit. You'll separate from the physical difficulties of this world. You'll connect to Hashem. Adam and Chava thought, if we eat from the fruit, we'll attain that peace, that eternal connection with Hashem. And that's where they broke the boundaries Hashem set in the world. When Noah drinks from the wine and gets drunk, Noah thought to himself, let me become spiritual. Let me separate from the world. Noah, it says, Vayishkal. Noach said, I don't want to understand anything about the world. I want to separate from this physical world. But again, he broke the boundaries. He thought, in this sense, he would have a taste of separating from everything physical and connecting to the spiritual. No, that's not the way to do it. I had a student once who told me that they have these tanks in the United States, they have these rooms that are filled with room temperature water. Where a person goes into there, it's complete darkness. And they spend, I don't know, if an hour or 2 hours meditating where they can't sense anything because the temperature of the water is the body temperature. And they're in this dark room and there's nothing in the planet. They hear nothing, they see nothing. All they sense is themselves floating in this water. It's very expensive to go to these places. So he told me, you can't imagine how I can separate from this world. I said, how much are you spending your life separating from the world? He said, what do you mean? I said, if you're going to that room, I believe you're not only going to the room. He said, what do you mean? I said, you're on drugs, aren't you? He goes, yeah. I said, okay, you're climbing the wrong trees to get the spirituality. That's not the way to do it. Separating from the world and trying to attain a peace and trying to attain a connection through avoiding the world, that's not the Jewish way. The Jewish way is v'chay bahim. Deal with the challenges of life. Make life into an experience of holiness. And holiness is contending with the hardships in a holy way. Avraham Avinu says Hashem is the master of this world. When Avraham Avinu calls the Ribbono Shel Olam Adon, my master, he says Hashem is relevant here. Spirituality is not about escaping from the world to a spiritual place. We don't believe in suicide bombers. We don't say you'll attain your greatest heights when you can go and do something and die doing it. No. We say if you had the unfortunate experience, you had to give up your life for what you believe in. Okay, you're a holy person, but that's not our goal. Our goal is not the death for a purpose. Our goal is the life for a purpose. And so Avraham was the one who led us and taught us this path. Life is about living. Avodat Hashem is about living. Holiness is about living a holy life. Dealing with the challenges and recognizing that there's holiness in that. So that's step one, says Rav Chalat. The Torah gave us a commandment, V'chai Bahem. We have to know that there's definitely the potential within man when let alone to his own spiritual desires in the name of spirituality to pursue death or to avoid life. And that's not the commandment of the Torah. The commandment of the Torah is, on the contrary, to grasp life and within this life to create holiness. Our sages say, the Ribbono Shel Olam said to the Jewish people, before I created this world, the heavenly angels would praise me. And they would praise me and praise me as the God of Israel. They would sanctify me and say, the God of Israel. The angels would say, blessed is Hashem, the God of Israel. Once Adam was created, so the angel said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're going to praise you with that mortal. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, no, don't praise me as the God of Adam, because Adam's a thief. I told him, don't eat from the tree, and he ate from it. Noach came, and the angels asked Hashem, should we praise you as the God of Noach? And Hashem said, no, he's a drunk. The Pasuk says, he drank from the wine and became drunk. And then Avram came to the world. And the angels asked, should we praise you as the God of Avram? And Hashem said, no. He's going to have a son, Yishmael. Yitzchak came to the world. And they asked their Ribbono Shel Olam, should we praise you as the God of Yitzchak? And Hashem said, no, he loves the one I hate. It says, Yitzchak loved Esav. Don't praise me as the God of Yitzchak. When Yaakov came to the world, so they said, should we praise you as the God of Yaakov? And the Ribbono Shel Olam said, yes. And that's what the Pasuk says, Lo yikarei shimcha od Yaakov, Ki im Yisrael yiyeh shemecha. Your name is Yisrael, because the angels praise Hashem as the God of Yisrael. And so we are called the people of Yisrael after Yaakov Avinu. And that's what the Pasuk says, Yisrael asher becha et pa'al. And the Ribbono Shel Olam said, the name Yisrael is holy. I take pride in the name, the God of Israel. Explains Rav Chalap, in order to accomplish our goals in this world, in order to accomplish making this world a better place, what we call Tikkun Olam, one has to reveal the secret of serving Hashem. That serving Hashem brings life. The Torah is called Torat Chaim, the Torah of life. That's why Israel is called Israel, in whom Hashem takes pride. The angels thought, maybe Adam is the one that will reveal that life is about holiness. And Hashem says, no. He ate from the forbidden fruit. He wanted to serve me with embracing death. He wanted to serve me risking his life eating from the fruit. And that's not that's not the service I want. Noach thought he could avoid the world. He could get drunk and in so connect to me. No. Avram, well, why is Avram's child named Yishmael? So Pikud Rabbi Eliezer, the Medrash says, because Yishma, Hashem will hear the cries of Israel because of all the afflictions Yishmael will do to the Jewish people at the end of time. So the nations arise against Israel, and part of their issue is that we serve Hashem in the way of life. And they say, serve Hashem in the way of death. A friend of mine told me that part of their courses in the army is to study what Hamas teaches their soldiers. And he told me that they were taught the following line. He says, one sticker of Hamas says, he told me, it's interesting, he said part of the way they educate the soldiers is they have these lessons written on the door of the bathroom. They have lessons about the Hamas. They write in Arabic and they write in Hebrew so that the soldiers, when they have nothing else to do with their time, can also learn that. So this is part of the education of the army. So they write Hamas quotes on the bathroom doors. Maybe there's another message in that. So he said, one of the mottos of the Hamas is, we love death as much as the Jews love life. Hamas says that. We love death as much as the Jews love life. So they're claiming, we're brave, we're not scared of death, we embrace death. And we say, we're brave, and we embrace life. And so Yishmael, one of the weaknesses of Yishmael, one of the reasons that Avraham could not be the flag of holiness, because Yishmael comes from him, and Yishmael's flag is, we embrace death. And that's the secret, says Rav Chalap, that whenever the Jewish people seem to come back to life, and specifically when they come back to life in the land of Israel, to plant and bring back life to the land of Israel, we see that nations arise against us, and specifically the descendants of Yishmael. Because our presence in Israel is the greatest representation of that task that we have to bring life to the world. And that, says Rav Chalap, that's what happens as the Navi Yechezkel describes, the mountains of Israel will start giving their fruits as the Jewish people come back to the land of Israel. And that's what the Gemara in Tractate Sanhedrin says, you want to know when the time has come? Look at the land of Israel, is it producing fruits? Says the Gemara, in lechaketz megulei mizeh. There is nothing more revealing than that, than seeing the land flourish with the people of Israel. And so, explains Rav Chalap, Avram can't represent the embracing of life, the embracing of being God's people in life, because his descendant was Yishmael as well. The Ribbon Shel is asked by the angels, what about Yitzchak? The Ribbon Shel says, no, he loves Esav, and Esav wants to uproot Yaakov. What does he want to uproot Yaakov from? The blessing of the Yitin Lecha was about the physical world. The spiritual world was Yaakov's. But Yitzchak thought that the physical world has to go to Esav. And so the Ribbon Shel says Yitzchak was also off in the understanding. Yitzchak didn't appreciate that the Jewish people have to embrace life in the physical world. Their holiness is in the physical world. Yaakov is Ish Tam Yoshev Alim. Yaakov acquires a field. Yaakov establishes a coin. Yaakov establishes infrastructure, and Yaakov establishes marketplaces and bathhouses. Why? Because Yaakov says our job as a Jewish people is within life down below. And Yaakov said every mitzvah we perform adds life. Yaakov, our sages say, is the embodiment of life, to the point that our sages say Yaakov never died. That's a line in Talmud. And that's the idea that Yaakov represents the glory of Hashem. Because Yaakov represents the idea that through life we glorify Hashem. Yes, sir.
Is that why Yaakov told Paro, like it seemed like he had this bubbling up in him? Paro was like, "How are you?" And he starts talking about how embittered his life was. Was it that he had like an expectation that, you know, he saw the importance of this of the beauty in life?
Maybe.
And he didn't. He was saying he didn't get that in life.
I don't know. Rav Chalap has a piece on that, and I don't remember what he says. Rav Chalap has a piece on what does it mean, Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva. I don't remember. The Torah told us, "Asher yaseh otam ha'adam v'chai bahim," to tell us that the greatest desire Hashem has, I shouldn't say greatest, but the motto that Hashem gave us with the Torah is the performance of the Torah and the mitzvos in life. Yes, there is a concept of a person willing to give up his life al kiddush Hashem, and that's also called kiddush Hashem. However, the great will of Hashem is that we serve Him through life. Rav Chalap teases this point out, and I don't understand what he says. The next paragraph I'm skipping just because I don't know. He works out why, even though we have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, Kiddushah through life is still the main point of life, and I'm not sure what he means to say by that paragraph, so I'm skipping it. It seems like the two points are a contradiction, serving through life and serving through death. But in the future, we will see how these two confuse together. There will be a time where they will share one crown. And until that time, this world is different than the world to come. In this world, we have to serve with life as best as we can. But there will be a time where the two will fuse together. And that's what our sages said. Hashem says, in this world, you are called kiddushim. In the future, v'aya nishar kadosh yamer lo. Right now, you have different aspects of holiness. And they're separate. And each one has its aspect. But in the future, just as Hashem's name will be united, so too the different forms of holiness will be united. What that means, I don't know if we can understand. We have a halacha. Every mitzvah they try to tell you, transgress or die, you should transgress and not die. Except for avodah zarah, gilui ariyot, shfichut tamim. These three mitzvot stand alone. On those three mitzvot, a person has to be willing to give up their life. We also know the concept of shema, that there are situations that are exceptional. These three mitzvot, there is a positive aspect that a person is willing to serve Hashem with everything he's got. We know a person's willing to serve Hashem with all his life and all his money. We know that bringing children to the world and the mitzvah of Vavta L'Re'acha Kamocha. These three mitzvot are they touch on these three concepts. There's also a prohibitive nature to these mitzvot. So, if the Torah told you, serve Hashem with all you got, so then the Torah told you, be willing to give up your life, rather than do the antithesis of that, serve an idol. If the Torah said, keep the world running and bring children to the world, the Torah also said the antithesis of that. Don't. A person has to be willing to give up their life, rather than having the prohibited relations. The Torah said, be active in loving your fellow man. The Torah told us the antithesis of that. Be prepared to give up your life rather than kill someone else. We have three proactive commandments. And the proactive nature of these commandments we fulfill throughout our lives. But the prohibitive nature of these commandments, where the Torah says, don't go to the opposite extreme, there, says Rav Chalap, we have a revelation of what happens in this week's parasha. Bekorvatam nifnei Hashem vayamutu. They are extreme, and the Torah says, that's where a person does tap into the idea that I'm willing to come so close to Hashem, the only way I can do it is through death. I'm willing to give up life for these three mitzvot. They're the exception. And in them, there is the concept. We see a revelation of that concept that a person can connect to Hashem, and there's a connection that only comes through death. But Rav Chalap says, that also reveals to you what you're accomplishing in life. That means, v'avtali re'acha kamocha, if that's the antithesis of lo tirtzach, if the Torah says, don't murder, be willing to give up your life rather than murder, then what the Torah is also telling you is when you fulfill the mitzvah of v'avtali re'acha kamocha, loving your friend as yourself, so then the Torah is telling you, recognize that what you're doing is a tremendous mitzvah. It's so great that the antithesis is only attainable in death. So that the lota, say, the prohibition of murder, is only, you're only really, you should be willing to fulfill that even at the cost of your own life. So what does that mean about when I'm doing the asay, the proactive commandment, when we're being kind to our fellow man? That gives us a perspective that the mitzvah is greater than we can perceive. And the same is true about bringing children to the world, and the same is true about the mitzvah of sanctifying Hashem's name. So Rav Chalap goes into Kabbalistic concepts. I don't know how to explain them. I don't understand them myself. So we'll have to pause over here.